Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I'm your host, Dan Hennen. Today is July 19th, 2021. Our show will be about current events, specifically the events from the past week. I'll be highlighting things in the news that probably shouldn't have been in the news and going over big stories that didn't make it into the news. Keep in mind, this show is faith-based. We'll always start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them, where they are, while they tune in to our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Well, we've got lots to cover. Let's jump right into the show. This past week, remember when Michigan Governor Whitmer was involved in that kidnapping case? There was a plot to kidnap her. Well, it came out this past week that 12 of the folks involved were informants that were used by the FBI for this fraud. And so the FBI was using informants to put together a plot to kidnap Whitmer. I don't know if they're planning to do it on purpose to actually take her or not, or put together a plot to make it look like these extremist folks are trying to do this. So once again, the FBI was behind that as using informants. Georgia fraud. More information on the Georgia voting fraud. This is making more news. Arizona State was making all the news the last month or two with the audit. Now we're getting into Georgia, in particular the Fulton County, some of that. Now Texas also had a vote coming up this past week, but the Texas Democrats all decided to fly out before the votes and fly out an airplane and then decide to take photos of themselves in the plane. None of them wearing masks. So that was ridiculed on many fronts. Number one, the masks. They're all pushing for the mask mandate on planes. You still need to wear masks, even during the flight. None of them had them on. Kind of bogus. They all left before the flight. Now, the governor of Texas says when they return, they will all be placed under arrest, or they could potentially be placed under arrest for, number one, leaving on purpose prior to the vote, so their vote wouldn't count in an upcoming vote. So that is very interesting. Now, Howard Dean this week made a big quote that started trending on Twitter. He compared Trump to Jim Jones, and his followers are very similar to Jim Jones. Remember, Jim Jones was the CIA operative who had everyone went south and then drank the Kool-Aid and died allegedly by suicide. There's more to that story, but the story that they're referring to is the official narrative that He was a cult leader, and everyone that followed him were very heavily devoted, much like the Trump followers. And they've been trying, I think now, for a couple of years to try to equate Trump followers to cult followers. They called it a cult-like religion. They follow Trump. They make the followers look like cult followers, and he's this guy leading the cult. And they've been trying to push that narrative for several years now. So that's not a new one. And this is just the latest in the propaganda attack. Now, if you get a chance to watch the patents and research video, Dr. David Martin does a very good expose on a video on the internet that talks about the COVID, the vaccine, the jab, and how all this came into play, and does it from a perspective of the patents that were applied for, the patents that got approved, the patents that were involved with all these various variants. You know, we sit back here as the general public and wonder, why does COVID, you know, impact some people this way, and then COVID impacts some other people this way? And for some people, it's deadly. For some, it feels like the flu. For some, it gives you the six-week version of the monster flu. And for some, they have it and they don't even have any symptoms. And so he goes into this in detail, very good, about how the various patents are put into place and how these variants, literal variants, are floating around out there, all called COVID. But that's why there's so much confusion, because all of these were released and they're all out there. That's a very good, if you get a chance to follow, it's Dr. David Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, and he handles this from a patent background, an attorney for U.S. patents and various worldwide patents. Mel Gibson made news this week, saluting Trump at a UFC match that took place this week. They were both in attendance. Trump came out, and Mel Gibson basically alluded to, you know, it looked like he was saluting him when he first came in, and that very well could be the case. But once again, the mainstream media jumps on that as Mel Gibson as the goofy guy, as the outcast. And remember, they're very quick to do that. Ever since the, I think it was the Passion of the Christ movie, when Mel Gibson gets into something like that that's very controversial, they do seem to blacklist him. And now this came creeping up, and sure enough, they did the same thing. So Mel Gibson is a good guy worth following. Now, there was a Metro bus crash in D.C. They called it a mass casualty event. This took place on July 14th last week. It was strange with the timing and such. Nothing really came out of it that was big, but I had it written down here on my notes as noteworthy nonetheless. All this stuff going on, it's these small things we've got to also make sure not to let fall by the wayside. A French judge was fired for a wife swapping agreement that included his own daughter. So this also made the news. And although this is in France, this type of activity, the way the news presents it, is that it is a very, you know, one lone nut, kind of the strange oddball type of thing. But what I'm here to discuss on the show today is that these kinds of things are very rampant and happening all over the place. The very few are just the ones that get caught and make the news for it. So this judge was in a wife-swapping agreement, started to get involved with sexual acts that included his own daughter. So we got to keep in mind that this is very much heavily going on, and this is what 17 has warned us about as far as opening our eyes to some of these things, that it's not just the lone nuts out there, the random bad guys. This is going on all over the place, and it needs to stop. Last week was an announcement for Thursday morning that the Arizona Senate was set to hold a hearing on the election audit. So, you know, they're holding various hearings and things like this, but we're never really getting the results. And I think when the results come, it's going to be very interesting, but it needs to be packaged in such a way the results that are not taken lightly. It needs to be serious, and they need to get to the point without it getting to be able to be jumped on and seized upon by the mainstream media saying there's no truth to it. These are just allegations. It needs to come out in a fashion to say that this has been reviewed, and reviewed, checked, double and triple checked. This is the facts. How could any of this even happen? And so that's what we're getting to. Looking forward to that results when they come forward. Now, July 13th, this past week, in Louisiana, they were mentioning going door to door to assist getting information to those who are vaccine hesitant. And so we're starting to see mentions of this. Many of us have mentioned this months ago by saying COVID isn't just COVID and going to go away. It's going to turn into vaccines, and then it's going to turn into forced vaccines, and then it's going to turn into vaccine possible passports, vaccines stamped of approval to say that you have it, almost but like wearing an armband in Germany in the 1930s. That's what it's going to come to. And down the road, it'll eventually come to people going door to door, knocking on the doors to see if your family has been vaccinated. Now, we're starting to see hints of this. President Biden made a comment of this just this last week, saying it may come down to going door to door to flushing out the, quote, bad guys that don't have the vaccine. Now, Louisiana, they actually mentioned it, but their twist that they're using is that they're saying they're going to go door to door to assist getting information to those people that haven't had it because they're hesitant, basically to provide information brochures, you know, a little trifold booklet to show here's the benefits of getting this, to kind of educate. And that's the other spin they're going to say is the people that don't have the vaccine need to be introduced into, you know, re-education camps, FEMA camps, prisoners of war camp, to get them re-educated so they take the vaccine. And if they still don't take it, then they're the bad guys and need to be dealt with appropriately. That's what all this is coming to. There's nothing to do with whether you have the vaccine or not, or if whether the vaccine is successful or not. It's trying to get all those vaccinated, because then, after all this time, the ones that still haven't taken it have been isolated as the dissidents, the non-rule followers, basically those people that are awake and know what's going on from a big picture. George Floyd made the news again, this time on July 14th. A lightning storm went through Ohio and actually hit a building that contained a painting mural of George Floyd. The entire wall was destroyed. The bricks came down. There was burn marks, and the image of this actually started, you know, going viral. Very odd, very strange. What kind of message was being sent there? But some said it was photoshopped at first. That is not the case. That did take place. Doppler radar did show lightning in that area. Police confirmed that it was a lightning strike that brought down that mural. Very interesting. Food for thought. Jussie Smollett in the news. He had his court, was in court, scheduled to be in court last week. And, you know, this whole hoax event the mainstream media wants you to believe that this is all over and done and it was some bad decisions and things like that. But this is still in the courts. This is still being brought up. You know, that it all started with the hate crime and a rope and racist. And this was all part of the instigation to get a race war going. And that backfired. It didn't work. Then they had the George Floyd case, and all these things are trying to spark the powder keg here in America to get a race war, and people aren't falling for it. John McAfee died allegedly by suicide a couple of weeks ago. This week, he makes news again. His wife comes forward and says, "I read the suicide note, and it's a fake." She said her husband did not write that suicide note at all. So once again, we have discrepancies. I'm glad that she's coming out by saying this. But I also would not be surprised to see her death in the future of a strange COVID or a car accident or something random like that, because she's speaking a little too much truth and coming out and basically saying this: the suicide note was a forgery, is a fake, and he was obviously killed. Now we're getting max mandates. New mask mandates are going in California, and they're really maximizing this. They're taking this to the max. They're going full throttle on this by saying if you have the vaccination or not, if you've received the jab or not, if you've received the jab one or two or three times, or how many cases or how many doses you've had, they're going to require everyone to still maintain wearing masks. So that's going to come to a head, I think, as this moves farther along. Also this week, 17 on board a plane called the 1AN-28 airplane as it disappeared over Siberia. Now, this was in and out of the news a little bit, and it kind of dropped off. I didn't see much more of it. Now, I decided to bring it in and mention it here on the newscast just because it's strange. Once again, planes do not disappear. There's so much equipment. If it falls off a radar for one group following the plane, it's going to get picked up on another radar. Communications just do not end like that. They don't just go away. A plane does not just disappear. Something happens to it. So it should pique your interest or perk up your ears when you see stories in the news about planes disappearing. Remember the Malaysian plane and all that whatnot? These are all fake hoax stories with much deeper meanings, much deeper stories, tentacles that go farther deeper than it's just a simple plane that goes disappearing. In South Korea, an AP story was released saying South Korea seized thousands of capsules that contained powdered flesh of children, and it originated in northeast China. Now, is this story true? I've got many questions with this. Is it true? How could it be true? How do they notice it? How could they test it to show that it was powdered children? Wouldn't they test it for DNA and find that it's, you know, humans or human remains? They throw the word children in there, and it originates, quote, in northeast China. This seems to me has all the hallmarks of a propaganda case. Now, meaning that it's propaganda is that it's false, but most propaganda has elements of truth in it. And so powdered children of dead people being put in capsules certainly does not extend past the realm of possibility that this could be going on. This is the type of nonsense that's going on in the world. Now, I don't know what would be the advantage to ship this or to take it or ingest it or take it. What would be the market for this? So I believe part of it is propaganda, just because it's the narrative here is something evil that's being done coming out of China that took place in South Korea. This has too many hallmarks of propaganda for my liking. Now, that's also not to say that this does not exist, but I found it strange. Now, they're calling now for a forensic audit of the 2020 presidential election in the state of Wisconsin. Now, this came out July 16th. Remember, we got Arizona, Georgia. We still have no closure in Pennsylvania, New York, Michigan, where all the shenanigans are going on. But now we get Wisconsin coming out of the blue. We also know shenanigans went on there. To what extent, who knows? But I think this is still going to lead to one day going back and doing a re-audit of every single 50 states, every state. And so Wisconsin's there laying the groundwork. Interesting, nonetheless. Now, a 3.9 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Florida. This was July 16th this past week. Off the coast of Florida, Atlantic Ocean, they called it an explosion. An explosion off the coast. Some sort of testing or something was being done off the coast. Well, that created a 3.9 magnitude explosion on the Richter scale. Now, if that's fine, if it's some testing, but usually they do the testing off in the middle of the ocean. A testing of that magnitude doesn't pass the sniff test for me when it's that close to the coast and that large. To me, that seems like some sort of accident or something that wasn't supposed to happen, and so therefore they're calling it an explosion after some testing that was being done. That does not pass the test. Now, the Durham report sounds like it could be coming out the week of July 25th, the results of the Durham report. Now, many people have long lost faith in this. I am still one of the few that thinks this is going to be bombshell and result in mass arrests and things like that. But looks like it's another week out yet, possibly the week of July 25th. Just wanted to mention that here, as that this kind of thing doesn't really make the mainstream news as a top story. In France, they're moving full forward now on this jab passport. Now, protests are rising up in France because they're going to start forcing people to carry around a vaccine passport to travel, get in and out of various countries, to board a plane. And this is, once again, what we've talked about for over a year now. This is what they did in 1930s Germany. This is how it all started, and we're seeing history is repeating itself almost down to the exact bullet point in the timeline with the German Nazis. And so, yes, I do believe, you know, French, they got the bad guy in power, Macron, deep state guy, and seems to be there doing some testing there to see how willing the population is to getting this kind of thing done. And so they're starting it there. He seems to be a guinea pig with his country there. I don't believe he has any choice in it. They're going to run this down his throat and blame him. But as we're seeing, the backlash is causing all these protests. Australia is another continent, country. You know, they're under multiple lockdowns. Lots of things happening that aren't making the news there, all relating to the vaccine and the COVID, the pandemic. Emergency measures, lockdowns. And this is also being run by a deep state, a prime minister there that's part of the deep state. So it's always interesting when you see the same people coming up over and over. Remember with the whole Steele dossier with the Russia did it, Trump collusion. This heavily came out of Australia with the whole George Papadopoulos deal and getting people involved with the countries of Italy and such, with all these characters coming out. Australia was heavy in the mix there. They're also part of the Five Eyes. The Five Eyes intelligent network, it seems to be where all the deep state's coming from here, with the UK, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the US. Those five countries seem to be the ones circling around as bad things happen. Now, I got to remind the listeners out there who haven't heard this. Remember when 2020, the commemorative coin that came out, each year they have a commemorative quarter that comes out printed by the U.S. Mint. 2020, when it first came out at the beginning of the year, that was a year that had the bat on the side of it, the fruit bat, or some sort of variation of bat. And it was not long after that came out is when the COVID was traced back to a wet market bat. And so this is more of our predictive programming, planning things in advance, using plausible deniability as a way to explain it all away. Oh, it couldn't have been. How would we have known that? And why would we feature a bat? Well, that's how these operations work. That's how these guys work. They put things in plain sight right in front of your eyes, so they can claim plausible deniability. That's a CIA since the 40s and 50s. They've used this tactic, and so that's how I can tell if their intelligence agencies are involved with this pandemic. Is all these same blueprints, the fingerprints, I should say, of an operation like this. Now, last of all, get this: Google announces that they will now scan people's private documents that are saved out on the cloud and delete anything that has content that includes COVID, vaccines, election results, and more. They're actually going to go in and start scanning people's personal private documents and start removing things that are deemed bad. Now, this is coming right out of the movie 1984, the book the book 1984. So we have also talked about this several years ago. When I say you have to ask yourself when you sign up for a Google service or a YouTube account or a Microsoft OneDrive or a Microsoft subscription to something for online services, SaaS, software as a service, why do they include 1 terabyte of data? Why do they include 5 gigabytes free of data? Why do they encourage you to share all your photos on the cloud? Why do they encourage you to save files of all your backups on the cloud, of your important documents, your family photos and videos? They're meant to get everything out there. NSA doesn't have to spy on you to get this information because now you're actually putting it out there on the cloud and they can actually see it and scan it and look at it whenever they want. So this isn't new. This is part of that. They would be normally charging you a monthly fee to use their services out on the cloud. But when these services are starting to give you the deals free, when you see the word free, that's when your antenna should be raised up. Just like when you see the G5 rollout for 5G phones, smartphones, iPhones, Galaxy, Samsung Galaxies, Motorola phones, the ads on TV are buy one, get one free. These are $700 phones. Why would they be giving you a phone for free? We're not talking half price or a 30% discount. They're giving them away. They're trying to get the families involved to say buy one and you get 4 for the family. Free phones. Free data so your whole family can enjoy. They're trying to get you onto that 5G service. 5G. That awful cell phone service that has had in testing medical impacts, medical detriments to being on that service. Could be giving you cancer down the road. And those aren't discounts. Once again, they're free. Free phones. Why would they be encouraging you to move up to 5G when 4G is fine? Fine enough. So that's all I've got for that. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. A big thanks to our donors and patrons. Also, without you, we wouldn't be successful. Please remember to share, like, and subscribe to all of our shows here on the network. There are many good programs here at AE Truth. My name is Dan Hennon. Today is July 19th. Thanks for listening. I kept loved and lost, and I still